Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad you're joining us today.
Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Psalm 95, verse 2. For 10 years, my commute to work was 28 miles from my house in Wallen to my job in the Seymour area. Most mornings, I'd catch the sunrise spreading across the sky, brilliant oranges and pinks painting the Tennessee hills. Sometimes I'd notice them, and I'd even pull over to photograph one when it was particularly spectacular. But looking back, I realized that even when I noticed them, I rarely paused to thank God for them. I'd think, "That's beautiful," and keep driving, already making mental to-do lists and rehearsing my day. I saw some of those sunrises, but I rarely came into God's presence with gratitude for what he was showing me each morning. This verse is part of a larger call to worship in Psalm 95. The psalmist has invited God's people to gather together, but notice how he tells them to come. Not with a list of demands or complaints about how things should be different, but with thanksgiving. The word come suggests movement and intention. We don't stumble into God's presence by accident with gratitude. It's something we choose to do, a posture we actively adopt before we even open our mouths. A thanksgiving isn't about pretending everything is perfect. The same psalm later warns about hardening our hearts and includes some serious reminders about Israel's past failures. The psalmist knows life is complicated, but he's saying that our entry point into God's presence, the way we approach him, should be marked by gratitude. There's something powerful about starting with thanksgiving. It reframes everything that follows. When we lead with what we're grateful for, our requests sound different. Our frustrations find their proper size. Our perspective shifts from what's missing to what's already been given. I think about how different my prayers would sound if I really followed this pattern. Too often, I barrel into God's presence like I'm filing a complaint with customer service. Here's what's wrong, here's what needs fixing, and here's what I need you to do about it. But what if I came the way the psalm suggests? What if I started by acknowledging the good things already present? The breath in my lungs, the people who love me, the second chances I didn't deserve, the ordinary mercies that showed up today without fanfare. The second part of the verse adds music and song to the mix. There's something about expressing gratitude that wants to go beyond just words. It wants to rise up, to celebrate, to make a joyful noise. Thanksgiving naturally moves toward praise. Well, maybe you're thinking, I don't have much to be thankful for right now. I get it. Some seasons are harder than others. But even in the difficult times, there's something to bring before God with gratitude, even if it's just the fact that he's still there, still listening, still holding space for your honest prayers. The practice of thanksgiving changes us. It doesn't necessarily change our circumstances, but it does change how we experience them. It trains our eyes to look for God's presence rather than just cataloging his absence. So before we launch in today's requests, today's worries, today's long list of what needs fixing, what if we started with thanksgiving? What if we came into God's presence by first naming what's already good, already beautiful, or already sufficient? You might be surprised how that simple shift changes everything else that follows. Father, teach us to come into your presence with hearts full of gratitude. Help us see the gifts we've been given before we focus on what we lack. May our thanksgiving rise to you like music and song. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.